Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, reminder, check out the Schmodown Patreon today. Go ahead and click that like button, the bell, and subscribe to this channel.
Lo and behold, we have another championship belt that is now put on the line courtesy of the Inglorious One and at the behest of primetime Paul Oyama. Here we go with the rules of round number one. It's a good thing I know these by heart.
Yes,
10
sir.
Questions emerge in round number one, spanning the entire movie Trivia Schmodown Galaxy. 15 seconds is all the time you have to write down your best attempt at a correct answer. If it is indeed correct, 1 point is earned. Throughout the five-round championship match, each competitor has 3 repeats. They may cash in at any point.
All right, champ, former champ, here we go. 10 questions coming your way, starting with animated. What 2018 superhero film featured vocal performances from Shameik Moore, Mahershala Ali, and Zoe Kravitz?
And you know, now you all of a sudden have to focus because, again, we do need the full titles. We need the exact titles, especially when it comes to sequels, prequels, films, and franchises.
I mean, Sam spent a whole entire year managing. He's able to watch every single little thing that is incorrect.
Four,
and we know
three,
he loves to throw those challenges.
2, 1, pens down, prime time.
What's up, Danger? Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That is correct. And Sam Levine.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That is correct. As Sam's marker holds on for dear life, we move to your next question, and that is in the category of sequels and prequels. And again, we do need the full title of movies we're asking about here. In what 1991 sci-fi action film will you hear the line, "I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle"? A question that I pose to you quite frequently.
Yeah, it was the most exciting night of my life when I said yes.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your Ford Fusion.
It's charging.
Fusion Brothers.
Fusion Brothers! That's
5,
not a thing.
4,
we shouldn't do that.
3, never again. 2, 1. Pens down, and let's try the Inglorious One, who maybe has a Ford Fusion himself.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
It is correct. How about Paul Oyama?
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
They nailed it, all right.
There it is. Question number 3, coming in one of our new categories, streaming. Who directed Ryan Reynolds, Melanie Laurent, and Corey Hawkins in the 2019 Netflix action film, 6 Underground?
All right, fun game here. I give you any streaming service, but that's the only one you can have for the rest of your days. Which one do you pick?
You know, I really want to say HBO Max because I feel like they come out with the best movies, but I love me some good, trashy, unscripted television on Netflix, baby.
Okay, yeah. I just, wherever I can find out the most about real, actual murders.
Love is Blind.
5, 4, 3. I like The Circle.
Oh, that's great.
1,
I love them both.
Fence down, let's go to primetime.
Michael Bay.
Is correct, and how about Sam?
Michael Bay.
He does those cool billowing shots of, capes and trench coats.
Transformers.
All right, we move on to your next question, and that's in the category of horror movies, and it is. What 1956 classic horror film received remakes in 1978, 1993, and most recently in 2007, starring Daniel Craig? And I'm just looking at poor Christian, still a little dejected in the corner.
He even changed his shirt.
I know.
He was so excited.
He showered for this.
He bought that off of, I don't even know where. I think he went to some antique shop.
Ross Dressed for Less.
That's what it was.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to you to be safe first. Did you have the correct answer, Sam?
I hope I did. It's Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
That is correct. And primetime.
Film that won me my first defense, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Okay, there it is.
All right, moving on through halfway through round number one. Perfect so far, and honestly, no surprise there. We're going to the category of famous actors and actresses. Which actress appeared in the following films? Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, Mr. Brooks, and Indecent Proposal.
You know you're dealing with next-level trivia players when it's not a question of if they know the answer, it's their elbow angle writing the correct answer.
And how quickly they start writing when you're asking the question.
These are next-gen stats, everyone.
At least it's not round two where they just cut us off.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Repeat the question.
All right, that is the first repeat for primetime.
The category of famous actors and actresses, which actress appeared in the following films? Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, Mr. Brooks, and Indecent Proposal.
Mr. Brooks doesn't get enough credit. It's not good, but it's wonderful.
That sounds like the same thing.
It is. I love it.
It's like you said the same exact thing. Very confusing enigma, Andrew Gaius.
The treat of being up here on the desk.
The more you know him, the less you want to. Five.
You sold that for my girlfriend.
Two. We talk a lot. One. Pens down. Let's go to primetime.
I have Demi Moore.
That is correct, and the repeat pays off. Did Sam have
it? Demi Moore.
They're both perfect. Halfway through round number one, and we move to our next category, which is, this will perk Christian up, comedy. Good studio audience. I don't have eyes on him.
I don't either. I think he's crying.
All right, your question in this category for 1 point. What 2003 comedy features characters nicknamed The Godfather, The Tank, Beanie, and Blue?
Which one are you going for?
That's a solid golf foursome.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably like to be known as... I'll take Blue.
I'll go with The Tank.
Okay. Judging on which night of the week it is, you and I can both claim. As well as Tim Franco. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and let's go to The Tank, Sam Levine.
I read twice for this movie. Old school.
I can't wait to hear what part. And The Godfather, Paul Oyama.
I believe M. Night Shyamalan has a degree from here. Old school.
There it is. And we're still perfect. 6-6. And we're starting to smell some perfect rounds.
That's right. Question number 7 in the category of crime. What 2009 biographical comedy film directed by Steven Soderbergh features performances by Matt Damon, Joel McHale, and Patton Oswalt?
Yeah, the true crime has really bit me pretty hard.
I just watched a new one, the Hunt for the Crypto King.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty interesting.
They find him?
I don't want to spoil it.
Located? I'm still...
He's dead.
Waiting to see what happens with the Tinder Swindler. Five.
Mark, I'm being chased. I need $7,000.
Three.
Tonight.
Two. Are your enemies after you?
Yes.
One. Fens down, and we go to primetime.
The Informant.
That it. Thanks for yelling it. Sam Levine.
The Informant.
You nerds both had the exclamation point in the title. God. The specificity
you love
when it comes
you
to
love
champions.
It.
We move on to thrillers. And your question there for a point apiece. Catherine Bigelow directed what famous actress as a rookie police officer alongside Ron Silver and Clancy Brown in the 1990 action thriller Blue Steel?
That's where Derek Zoolander got it from.
There it is.
Okay, you learn something every day.
I would still buy a cologne called that and be quite confident out on the town. No? You're not digging it? Aftershave, maybe?
Okay.
Five, four, three, two. Crowd not having our banter
thus
far.
Don't
Pens
know.
Down. Let's go to Sam Levine.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is correct. Paul Oyama.
She's incredible in this movie, by the way. Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right. The positive review there for Blue Steel, and we've reached two questions left in round one. Nobody's missed yet.
No, sir. Question number 9, musicians in film. Which singer appeared alongside Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore in a pivotal scene on an airplane in The Wedding Singer?
Underrated classic, in my opinion.
I know for a fact Christian Harloff loves this movie.
I mean, how could you not?
Yeah. It's up there, you know?
He's probably watching it right now, him and his bingo wheel.
I think he was auditioning for a gig at, like, you know, Shady Pines, one of those retirement homes. Five, four, three.
Shady Acres?
Two, one. Pens down. Let's try primetime first.
I forgot his last name for a second for some reason. Billy Idol.
That is correct. And Sam Levine.
Throw me the rope. I'll throw you the Billy Idol.
All right, he went Raiders of the Lost Ark with it. Very unexpected. And again, take off that Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up. Your final question here is in the category of fantasy sci-fi. And here's your question for two perfect rounds. David Cronenberg directed Gina Davis in the 1986 remake of what famous 1958 sci-fi horror film?
Just once again, both of the competitors starting to write before you even finish the question. Only one repeat has been used so far and a perfect round for this championship match.
That's right. We could have truncated a lot of seconds here.
We really could have. We could have just given them the points and went on to round two.
And the competitors even look at each other. Now that we're here, it's just like, hey.
Are we wasting their time?
Five, four, three, two. One of those kids has a watch on. Sam Levine.
It's The Fly.
It is The Fly. Did primetime have it for two
Sugar
perfect rounds?
The Fly.
There it is, and they're both perfect. And it's a shock to no one because that's Sam Levine, the Inglorious One, and that's primetime. Paul Oyama. And so now to the field, a bonus question will be asked because you're both just perfect in our eyes. Andrew Guy will be asking it, and he's pretty perfect as well.
Oh, thank you, guys. And obviously, please write this down. Your bonus question, who composed the score for Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One?
I don't know who composed the score, but I know what song the movie starts with.
It's pretty sweet. You know what? This movie was all right.
Got a lot of keyboard. Good stuff. Battletoads are in it. Battletoads
I mean,
are in it.
Can you ever go wrong when there's Battletoads?
5, 4,
it's tough.
3, 2, 1. Pens down, and we're going to try primetime first.
I think I missed it. John Williams.
Is incorrect. It's Sam Habit for a 1-point lead.
Alan Silvestri.
Is correct.
There it is.
So there it is. 11-10. Levine goes double perfect. And primetime, still perfect. 10 points. Misses that bonus question. And we head into round number 2. This is the wheel round. Once it emerges, each competitor gets a spin at it. From there, they will receive 5 questions based on the category that they did tug to. Questions worth 2 points. Let's see multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number 2. All right. Very conservative spin there. Jim Carrey is the wedge. And so Winston and Paul talked that one over.
And obviously, we see no wild cards, as is tradition in a championship match. It used to just be spinners and opponents, now opting to take all 3 wild card slices off, leaving nothing to fate.
Throw a lot of monkeys in the wrenches with those wild cards.
I'm going to spin again.
He's going to spin away from Jim Carrey, breaking my 1994 loving heart. And round and round it goes. Carrey is still eligible. Slice, however, but we land on Margot Robbie.
For which film did Margot Robbie receive her only Oscar nomination for Best Actress?
I, Tonya.
That is correct for 2 points, and he even gets the comma.
With the comma.
What a nerd.
All right, so 2 points now, and that gives him the lead back over Levine.
Question number 2. What MCU actor portrays George Washington Williams, an American entrepreneur who becomes Tarzan's ally in 2016's The Legend of Tarzan, which features Margot Robbie?
Samuel L. Jackson.
2 more points for prime time, finding his stride here in round number 2. Question number 3, Margot Robbie plays the character of Charlotte in this 2013 film about Tim Lake, who discovers at the age of 21 that the men in his family have a secret ability. Her family.
About Time.
That is correct for 2 more points, cruising through this category that has not yet been spun. Your penultimate question. In what 2018 film does Margot Robbie play Queen Elizabeth I?
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Didn't give us the comma, but we'll give him the points. 2 more there for Paul Oyama.
That's right. He is cooking in this round. I'm not sure if it's one of his preferred categories, but really with these 2 fellas, I think anything on that wheel, they're going to do pretty well.
Your final question, primetime. Margot Robbie narrates the 2018 film Peter Rabbit. Which rabbit does she also voice?
Multiple choice.
Do that. Is it A, Mopsy, B, Cottontail, C, Flopsy, or D, Peter?
I'm gonna say Mopsy.
That is incorrect. And now for the 1-point steal. Sam, I'll read the question and then your options. Margot Robbie narrates the 2018 film Peter Rabbit. Which rabbit does she also voice? Is it A, Mopsy, B, Cottontail, C, Flopsy, or D, Peter?
Flopsy?
That is correct for a massive steal, a 2-point swing. Paul Oyama having a perfect round until running into this exceptionally difficult question.
So now Levine with his spin here, and that is a mighty
nice spin there. Yeah. Getting at least 12 revolutions.
That was like an angry dad, I can't believe I have to work on a Saturday kind of spin.
That's kind of his general disposition right now.
SCTV alumni. Sam is a comedy fan, and he is going with the beloved Canadian sketch show SCTV. Rick Moranis made his big screen debut as Bob McKenzie, opposite Dave Foley as Doug McKenzie in what 1980s comedy?
I'm quite certain you meant Dave Thomas instead of Dave Foley, and the movie is Strange Brew.
I am a monkey and I read as I am told.
I was honestly like, what movie is this?
That is correct, and we're leaving it in there because this is live, baby. Here we go to your next question for two more points. Catherine O'Hara plays Betty in what 1980s Mike Nichols film that stars Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson?
Heartburn.
It's not fun to have, but it's a pretty good flick. That is correct for two more points. And now we've arrived at an interesting moment in the match because Sam Levine can tie the lead of primetime, but he's only on his third question here in round number two. And here it is. Dave Thomas appears in what 1980s Ivan Reitman directed film as MC that also featured Judge Reinhold, Bill Murray, and Harold Ramis?
Strikes.
Correct for two more points.
Not taking any time is the current champion, just feeling his vibe.
We are tied, and now to break that tie, Sam Levine's penultimate question in the category of SCTV alum. Eugene Levy has only lent his voice to one Pixar film, which is a sequel, as a character named Charlie. What was that film?
Finding Dory.
Two more points, wow. And we have a new leader for the moment. It is 20-18 in favor of the Inglorious One.
This is a big moment, too, Ellis. You talk about the betting round coming up next. Sam being able to extend his lead to four means you cannot catch him here in the betting round.
All right, and your final question here. The category of SCTV alum Sam to take a four-point lead into round three. What 1980s Martin Scorsese film features Catherine O'Hara as an ice cream truck driver named Gail?
It's my favorite Scorsese movie, After Hours.
Is it really?
Same.
Is it? Wow. Finding some common ground with a very deep cut Martin Scorsese film. But regardless of that, we don't take points away for opinions. We just give them for correct answers. And as such, 22-18 is the lead. Sam Levine has 4 points of an advantage over Paul Oyama here as we head into the betting round three. Gas up the truck and let's head to Vegas because it's the betting round. Here's how it works. The Inglorious One, since he's in the lead, is going to spin the wheel one more time. Once he settles on a category, each competitor is going to wager a series of points up to three. If they hit the ensuing question, they gain that many points. If they miss the ensuing question, they lose that many points. It is one question only that they will be writing down their attempt at an answer. Sam, you're back at the wheel. Go ahead and give it a yank.
Very curious to see what Sam Levine wants to bet based off of the category, knowing he has a strong lead, but he can extend it.
And he does have a respin allowed if he isn't quite confident in the category that he spins. Round and round it goes, and we are looking at action adventure films. All right, Sam, now you do have the option to spin again. You do have a mulligan.
These wide categories are always tough to stick with, Ellis.
He's discussing it with the manager that lives in his head. You know, he's a pretty good manager, too. We know the competitor.
I'm going to stay.
Okay, so the manager, Sam Levine, has elected to stay on it. And now the player, Sam Levine, heads back to the question podium.
Jason Statham stars as mercenary Danny Bryce alongside Clive Owen and Robert De Niro in what film? One to go to the board. That's why these wide categories can be difficult.
Five, four.
Repeat the question.
Three, and that is Sam's first repeat. They each have two remaining.
Category of action adventure. Jason Statham stars as mercenary Danny Bryce alongside Clive Owen and Robert De Niro in what film? Paul erasing his answer using Sam's repeat there might be helping his opponent out.
This one through a category spun by the hand of Levine Action Adventure. The countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I see some nervous faces up there. So we are going to start with primetime. How many points did you wager?
I bet 3.
Okay. And Sam Levine, how many points did you wager?
Also 3.
All right. Now, let's try to get some answers here, starting back with primetime. Your attempt at the answer.
I have Shoot 'Em Up.
Okay. And Sam Levine, your attempt.
Killer Elite.
Sam Levine got the correct
Paul
answer.
Paul knows it. Paul
and
knows it.
That is a huge twist in this match because now Paul goes down to 15 points and Sam Levine is up to 25 points. And so that's a pretty big swing here because now all of a sudden in a very tightly played contest, it's a 10-point margin.
but you can always rebound in a championship match. That's what those five rounds afford you, particularly when it comes to our next round, round four, which is the speed round. Lightning is about to shoot out of the fingertips of Andrew Guy because he will be asking five questions in rapid fire style fashion to the tune of buzzers that are hit by a competitor as soon as they think they know the answer. As soon as a competitor is called upon after buzzing in, they will have exactly 2 seconds, no more, to gain the correct answer out of their mouth. If they get it, then they gain a point. However, if they miss the question or they do not get the correct answer within the 2 second period of time allotted, they will lose a point. All right, our competitors are set. The buzzers have been practiced. And just a friendly reminder to both competitors. Again, once you buzz in, you have exactly 2 seconds. I'll be counting down, and I'll be making the ruling as to whether the question is correct or incorrect. Andrew will be asking all the questions. This is the one round where we do allow you to. As soon as you think you know it, you're allowed to buzz in and wager a guess, but it must be within that 2 second window. Andrew, when you are ready.
Five questions coming your way, starting right here. What year saw the release of The Secret of My Success?
Sam.
1987.
That's correct. 1 point.
Your second question. Of the following actresses, who did not provide a voice in Toy Story 3? Bonnie Hunt, Laurie Metcalf, Annie Potts, or Kristen?
Sam.
Annie Potts.
That is correct for another point. Sam Levine, 2-0 in this round. Three questions remain.
Your third question. What 1961 film features the characters Paul Varjak, Doc
Paul.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's a big pull right there.
For Oyama, getting back in his rhythm. He needed that point, Ellis.
It is 27-16 right now, and so a knockout still could happen here, but primetime still fighting. We have two questions remaining in round four.
Your fourth question. Tony Todd, John Polito, and David Patrick Kelly feature in what 1990s comic film?
Five, four, three, two, one. Not gonna wager a guess. We were looking for
The Crow. We were looking for The Crow,
the
there.
Crow. 27-16, and if Paul Oyama fails to hit this final speed round question, it will be a KO knockout scored in favor of Sam Levine. Sam Levine could miss.
Could miss.
That is a possibility. There's a lot in play right now, and we're at the precipice of the final question in the speed round.
Question number five. Which actor portrays the President of the United States in the following films? Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Sam.
Bruce Greenwood.
Yes! Oh, what a knockout can do! Movie Trivia Showdown, single champion of the world, Sam Levine!
The match started
Sam
impeccable.
Sam Levine gets it. My God, Andrew, what did we just witness? Recap it if you can.
An incredible round one from both competitors. Round two, we saw them going back and forth. Sam does get that steal at the very end, and he also goes perfect on his side of it. Round three are where the wheels really come off for Paul Oyama. You wonder if he erased the correct answer and then wrote the wrong one with Sam's repeat. And then you talk about that massive 6-point swing. It's an uphill battle from there, Ellis.
You know, it's just one of those things where you and I have pretty much been in a state of shock since Oyama crashed. We were just expected to watch some guy pull numbers, and then our jaws have been being picked up off the floor, not just because of the shock, but also because of the awe that we have for these competitors, two of them, both of them, all of them. Paul Oyama playing tremendously, as did Sam Levine in round one. They both had good round twos, but then that betting round happens, and one goes one way, the other goes another way. It was a deep cut Jason Statham movie. And remember this moment, folks. Remember Sam Levine standing at the wheel for what seemed like an eternity, pondering whether he wanted to keep Action Adventure or spin away from it, which he did have the right to do because he was the leader at the time. After, again, what seemed like days, he decided, I like action movies. I enjoy adventure. He lived on the edge, and by the sword, he lived, and Paul did not.
And you have to applaud the fact that Sam still goes for three with that big of a lead in this category. Again, action-adventure, massive category, extremely wide, and also can go incredibly deep. It's been spun dozens and dozens of times here in the Schmodown. Sam decides to go for it all with 3 points, and that is the moment of the match.
Yeah, and you think about Paul Oyama here, and I will say this about Primetime right now. Not just is he a brilliant trivia player, great all-around guy, yeah. And the final score here today is not going to indicate his trivia acumen, nor how well he played this match. He just missed a tough question at a crucial moment, and it's so hard to rebound from that shock, particularly when you have Sam Levine keeping all of his cards on the table and rolling the dice. He could have played very conservative in that speed round, but he didn't. He went for the kill. He got it. Sam Levine, still the movie trivia Schmodown champion of the world in the singles division.